Defense Secretary James Mattis visited soldiers deployed to the Texas border yesterday as part of what he called a sincere effort to lock down the border in anticipation of the arriving caravan of migrants now arriving in Tijuana. KJZZ's Michel Morisco with the Fronteras Desk joins me now to talk about this. He's been reporting on the military and homeland security buildup. Hey, Michel.
Hey, good morning.
So let's take this story down sort of to its base. President Trump ordered the military to the border just before the midterm elections.
And here we are.
So is this deployment a publicity stunt or not? I mean, some folks, some critics have said this is nothing more than just a publicity stunt.
Well, they have been saying this. Yesterday, for example, Senator Jeff Flake went on MSNBC's Morning Joe and called this a publicity stunt. Here's Flake.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that we have the soldiers there. And frankly, in Arizona, they're stationed in Tucson, about 90 miles from the border. So they're not forward deployed actually on the border. So I think you can't call it anything but a stunt here.
But Michel, you've spoken with Border Patrol and military officials who say otherwise. In fact, just last week, Army officials told you they were bringing in support units to help with shoring up spots on the border, right?
Yes, they are bringing in supply units. They're bringing in engineers to work on fencing, on roads. Here's Colonel Larry Duby of the 16th Military Police Brigade talking about other assets that they were bringing in.
Our Black Hawk helicopters from Fort Bragg and Fort Stewart, Georgia, enable us to rapidly move customs and border protection personnel to remote locations along the border.
And Michel, of course, now the caravan is finally arriving at the border, but still about 400 miles away in Tijuana. So do you get the sense these troops spend the Christmas holidays in Arizona, or do they get to be home with their families?
So Mattis touched on this briefly yesterday, and it looks like they are going to be staying at the border in Texas and in Arizona and California through at least mid-December. So they may be able to go home before Christmas, but right now, we're up to about 7,000 troops, both U.S. Army and Marine Corps, stationed at the border. This is where they're being deployed. This is the next big mission for the U.S. military here on the border.
So, Michel, you mentioned that some of the soldiers who are deployed to the border are doing other things like working on roads, things like that. I'm wondering if, even maybe in the background, if some in the administration or maybe some military officials see this as an opportunity to do things on the border and maybe infrastructure-wise that maybe need to be done anyway.
That's a good question, and we don't have a solid answer to that yet, mostly because they haven't had time to do much. For example, yesterday in Nogales, U.S. Army soldiers were finishing putting up more razor wire at further areas, and interestingly enough, they closed off two of the six lanes heading into the U.S. from Mexico with massive steel, they call them Conex boxes, just like almost massive steel gates, if you could picture those. They haven't had a chance to do anything more than shoring up the immediate ports of entry. But yeah, you raise a really great question. It's going to be really interesting to see if they start implementing new infrastructures on the border, and if they start bringing in, I've wondered about this a little bit, remote air assets, drones, to help patrol the areas between those ports of entry. If that's the case, then we may be in for a longer deployment than James Mattis hinted at yesterday.
All right, that's KJZZ's Michel Morisco with the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Thanks, Michel.
Hey, thank you.